Oh yeah, we're back. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast from Italy. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Ashley. My name is Jason, and together we run, own, and operate No Half Measures Films. Oh, I got it right now. No longer of La Tavola Marche, but it's still in our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year. Buon anno nuovo.
It is the 2nd of Gennaio of 2016, the second day, and we are snuggled around the fire with a big, giant Rhodesian Ridgeback lying in front of the fire and doing a little podcast.
Yes, our neighbors are out of town, and we are dog-sitting like we usually do in the winter. And it means the early morning walk, and we were up early, kind of a first misty morning in like months out here. But thankfully, we took the walk early because the hunters were coming out in full force this morning.
For you, those of you just joining us for the first time, we are two Americans who have relocated 8 years ago now.
Going on nine.
To the Italian countryside, and it's just a little podcast of our lives, what we do out here, the trouble we get into, and
we call it the podcast from Italy, and typically we share stories of the mundane, the everyday. We take breaks because we get bored with our own stories. But now that we are transitioning out of the agriturismo life of having a farm in and cooking school, and transitioning into the life of travelers and filmmakers and consultants, we will share different stories. So it'll still be a bit about having a garden. We'll always have a garden. But now we have exciting things to talk about, properties we want to look for and places we're traveling. And so it's going to be, for those of you who listened for years past, it's still us. It's still our same shtick and crazy banter. But a bit more travel, a bit more about life off the farm as well.
Our transition now.
Yeah.
The transition of La Tavola Marche, journey into our next adventure, which will begin in a few days. Congratulations, Ashley. Just booked her first social media, what do you even call it?
Yeah, like a blogging social media stay at a beautiful hotel, the Mercer Hotel in Barcelona.
Let's talk about that.
And well, we'll talk more about it when we get back because I don't even know. So, yes, we've sold the business. We are transitioning with the new owners, and we'll be announcing who they are and all about them shortly. We're really excited. You guys are going to love them. And right now we're in the property search for the next farmhouse for La Tavola Marche. We're looking still, if any of you have been out here before, we still love the Piobico Pacchio area, the hills, the kind of foothills, I should say, of the Apennines, and you're so far out here. We were looking in Borgo Pace the other day, almost a little even more remote, all the way to the coast, towards Fano and a bit south near Senigallia, where the wine area is.
Yesi.
So we're kind of widening our search and looking for the next great stone farmhouse to house the wonderful guests that come for a very farm-to-table stay in the countryside.
And I think, as much as I do love Cacimone, I think a change of scenery is not a bad thing. I think it's actually good.
I think so too. If it, having new owners of the business at the same property, it would feel like, yes, that it's not the same. And now it definitely won't be the same, but it'll be a whole new adventure.
And they can make it their own.
Yeah, exactly. So if anyone knows of any farmhouses or agriturismos in the area, I might as well jump right into this conversation because if any real estate agents are listening from La Marche, I hate to say it, you guys kind of suck. Like,
well, they're just, I mean, no one's really good at their job. The pictures that are on, the pictures that they take to the response times to
the pictures are taken into dark rooms that have blown out windows. There's horrible shadows. They take it at the wrong time of the year in the winter when it's like so bleak. Or they only have one or two outside shots and you never see anything inside. Or they just, like Jason said, they never get back to you. I have emailed so many owners, so many real estate agents, and probably over 24 in the last 2 weeks. And I think two people have gotten back to me. It's staggering. I know it's the holidays, but come on.
No, you did this. You started this in early December, like right around the 1st of December.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Do you not want to sell your house? I don't get it. Do you not want the commission? I don't get it.
My favorite are the pictures, the artistic pictures, where you want to see a picture of the house, the rooms, the kitchen, and all that. And they'll have a teapot, like in blown out, like a half in focus, half out of focus teapot looking out through a window.
What does that have to do with anything? I have no idea. So
we'll figure it out.
It's going to be more word of mouth. That's how we've had better luck so far, when we know someone. And we go and look at the property that way.
So we've put it out to everyone we know all over Marque. And I think that's the way it's going to happen. A friend of a friend knows a cousin who has this agritourism.
Exactly.
Because going online is we've spent hours.
Oh, and then there was, I'm sorry, three people have gotten back to me. There was the one real estate agent who said he was just so full of appointments during the holiday. And it was like, don't you mean personal appointments? Because what are you really doing?
Just say that I'm away until after the holidays. We understand.
Oh, my God. So that has been an adventure. We also looked, on Christmas Day, we saw a property we really liked for ourselves, which was very exciting. So we'll have some more info on that. And maybe, I don't know, we're going to go check it out again. It was the first place that for Jason and I, we looked at and thought,
for us, I can live here.
Outside of Fano. Very sweet. Very, very sweet. And we saw that on Christmas Day, which we spent with Gaji and his family in Fano. Oh, God, what's so funny about this house that we're looking at for us is it is the house of the sister of Gaji, our adopted Italian papa, and which is great. Kind of keep it in the family. It's a great family. But this is what is so Italian. This property that she is looking to lease or sell is her country house, which is located how far, Jason?
3 kilometers away from her permanent house.
I must not have understood that correctly.
No. 3 kilometers. So
30?
Three. A little over, not even 2 miles. So
I guess
Italians want, she has a house in Fano, like not in the wall, but in the, you know, it's the populated part of Fano. And I guess in the 1980, 1982, they wanted to buy a country house for their family where they can go during the summer or whatever. So they bought one 3 kilometers away. And no one went there.
No one went there. I think it was going to be their little love shack, like get away from everything. They never went. 3 kilometers, it cracks me up. So Gaji is already has a strategic ways. He was stewing about all the projects we could do there and how he loves it because it is so close to his house that he doesn't even have to turn from the main road. So
he likes that.
He does.
Lot.
He likes that a lot. But let's talk about Christmas at Gaji's.
Sure. So Christmas with the Italians is a 3-day affair. It's Christmas Eve where you have all the, you know, you've heard Night of the Seven Fishes or whatever.
12 fishes.
So you eat fish the night before, you go to Mass at midnight, and then Christmas lunch, and then the day after is San Stefano, right?
Yeah.
San Stefano, another, in the UK they call it Boxing Day, here they call it San Stefano, it's the Feast of San Stefano, and then you have another lunch after that. So it was a whole lot of Gaji. I love it. It's a lot of talking over each other as the lunch or meal progresses. Your normal tone of voice must go higher, not higher, but louder because mm-hmm. everyone else is talking.
It's building.
So when we arrive, it's, you know, aguri, 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 kisses, kisses, kisses. Everyone's nice and calm. Then, you know, as Secundo's coming out, I look around and everyone's just screaming at each
totally.
Other.
Totally. And at one point, I start teasing Gaji about something and I say, well, you know, when you were a kid, or something about him being very old, and everyone got silent. And I was cracking up looking, like I was totally making eye contact, like just ribbing him, giving him such a hard time about something. And the whole family stops and stares at me and they go, you're the only one who can get away with talking to him like that. I just started cracking up because I thought, oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, I feel like we've earned it.
I think that's what you were saying.
In the sense that it's like a parent. Like if you could say whatever you want about your mom or your dad, oh, they're an asshole, blah, 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 blah. But God forbid you hear someone else say that because they can't. So we spend almost every day with Gaji. So he sees his family, you know, he sees them like family, but we get – the everyday Gaji. So we have earned the right to flip him shit.
Exactly.
And to, you know,
say, I think that he's just so ornery that it was a surprise at the table on Christmas Day to, you know, have one of the elders being flipped so much shit.
Well, you gotta remember the family dynamic. Like, he's around exactly. with his nieces and nephews, and to him, he's the scary uncle.
Oh my gosh, and they call him Zios. You know, it's uncle this, aunt this, grandma this, not a godster. Oldie, old timer. Do I have a joke to play on you? So it was funny. And then, God, and Gaji's Gaji. Like, this should be Gaji's segment we should have each week. But at the end, like Jason said, the conversation, the everything escalates. By the end of lunch, more family has arrived. And God, everyone's drinking. And the food is all cleared. We're at coffee and booze. And Gaji starts talking about the death penalty. Two of his nieces go, Zio, per favore, oggi Natale, please. Uncle, today is Christmas. Can we not talk about the death penalty today? And it was just so funny because I thought, oh my God, he just doesn't quit either. Like, he just goes full steam. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas. He's talking politics and everything. Gotcha. So
It was great. We had a great time. I love the yelling and the chaos.
You know what I love? Is the bicaccia crostini.
Yes. So what do we eat? What is the traditional things for Christmas in Italy in our area? So because Gaji and all of his niece nephews are hunters, they always start off with crostini of bicaccia. Hold on. What is bicaccia? Woodcock?
Woodcock. That's on Christmas Day. The day night before, like Jason was saying, all the fishes, they're in fauna.
Yeah,
so they
tagliatelle with sugo di pesce and baccalà or, or fried fish, whatever. But the Christmas Day is always the bicaccia. And it's very special because it's this bird with a long beak and it is a bird of royalty, right?
Prestigious bird.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's very prestigious. It's hard to find. So they make a pate out of this and put it on toast. It is awesome.
It is so good. Yet this is still...
And you serve it with the head.
You serve it with the head on the plate, which is hysterical because Rosanna always comes running out at the very end and puts the head on the plate. But part of my favorite thing is it's so good, but this is still Rosanna cooking. And she does, like, these things she does great, but you still find BBs. So you have to be careful.
You find the shot in the thing sometimes. So you can't bite down too hard because you'll break a tooth if there's
still
a BB in there.
Just, you know, I love it when something's being passed around. Oh, watch out for the
But it's delicious. And then we have passatelli and brodo, the little hats of...
Oh, cappelletti.
Cappelletti, sorry, shoot. Cappelletti and brodo, the little hats with broth.
That we were making all...
Ashley made a video of that. You can check it out on... where can they find that?
They can find that. It's called Cappelletti, A Christmas Story. And you can find that on YouTube or Vimeo. And I'll put a link to it with the podcast. I think we're going to drop in either we'll take a break now or at the end and drop in the clip of Gaji talking about Cappelletti. It's only a minute or so. Maybe we'll do it right now. And we'll put in Gaji's narration so you can hear his beautiful voice. And if you want to see the video that accompanies it and understand the translation, check out our YouTube page or go to our blog, nohalfmeasureslife.wordpress.com, and you can see all of our films there.
Great. All right. So this is just a little one-minute voiceover of Gaji. And listen to – Gaji speaks Italian very clearly, very slowly in this, and he pronounces everything really well. So if you're studying Italian, you can listen to this and – basically get the gist of it. All right, here you go. Fine.
I cappelletti sono il piatto tipico di Natale in quasi tutte le regioni d'Italia. Vengono consumati nel pranzo di Natale. Sono fatti con un ripieno di vari tipi di carne, aromatizzata con buccia di limone, con noce moscata, si mette anche uovo e formaggio. Questo ripieno viene inglobato in una pasta all'uovo fatta rigorosamente a mano e vengono consumati o con un brodo, mettendo un brodo particolarmente buono, o tacchino vero, o cappone, o anche vitello, oppure con ragù oppure anche con ragù bianco con panna. Ok?
Sì.
Buon Natale con i cappelletti italiani.
All right, so to see the video portion of that, maybe you'll put a link with it, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Oh, and okay. I think it was hysterical because I showed Gaji the video of the time lapse of doing the Cappelletti, and he was like, yeah, it's good, but you need some more audio. You need more audio in your videos. Like, I love how he's been giving me little notes here and there, and then he starts talking about the Cappelletti, and we said, oh my God, hold on. And we just grabbed the recorder that we use for the podcast without the mic or anything and just said, hold this and repeat exactly what you said. And he did it in one perfect take. No mixing up his words or backtracking or ums. And so I think we'll have him narrate a few other things. There's a big polenta. Oh, there was a polenta thing going. It's supposed to be going on tomorrow. We found out too late, unfortunately, through Facebook, that in our beautiful little Piobico, one of the old traditions is making polenta over an open fire on a copper cauldron by hand and mixing it. And they decided some of the old timers were going to give lessons in town to help continue this tradition, which I think is a beautiful idea. But we didn't realize that it was actually like a full on course, like series, you know, a few weeks long. We thought maybe it was just a one night thing and found out about it too late. But tomorrow they're supposed to be having their graduation in town, and their graduation is they all have to make their own copper pot of polenta. But I was talking to the pharmacist, the hot one, the son, and he was saying that because he's one of the guys doing it, that it probably won't happen because it's the weather's supposed to get bad. So it's probably next week. But I was thinking that would be a cool one to record and have Gaji do the voiceover about polenta and why polenta is from this area and the story of it and the men, because he always loves talking about
it. We'll do
that
because it's a whole story we can talk about polenta alla carbonara.
Yeah.
And it's not carbonara like the carbonara sauce you think of.
No.
We'll go into it. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
So that was, it was just great spending the holidays with Gaji. It flies by. It's dreaded, but flies by. And then New Year's kind of came and went without anything. I mean, we were in bed by 10 o'clock, so what do you want? So,
it's been really weirdly warm here. I don't know. I know most of Italy, they got a little snow up in the Alps this weekend, but man, it has been weird, warm, and this fog. At night, it is clear and cold. Like, we'll get a really hard frost in the morning when you wake up, but the freaking not a cloud in the sky. And it's been like this. The last time we had rain was when we went to Sicily, right?
Yes, but that wasn't rain here.
No, that was rain in Sicily.
There hasn't been rain
months,
here at
months.
Cacimone for months.
The it's just real dry. The rivers and streams are really low. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. And we got another delivery of wood the other day in preparation because, you know, El Nino, I don't know. So we're kind of nervous because Jason was talking about it the other day and was like, do you realize the winter that we had the most snow in 150 years was the same winter that we had the mildest December? And then it came on full-fledged at the end of January, February, and it was like, oh.
It's true. Shit. See, I have this I'm a weather dork. I like weather. So I have this weather station outside, and it tracks the weather. You know, it tracks it every day, and you can look it up on your computer and blah, blah, blah. Well, 3 years ago, we had the worst snowstorm in 150 years here in central Italy. But
yeah,
it was really weird. But it coincided with the warmest December that we've had in quite a while. And it's the same pattern this year. So I am scared.
It's weird. So we are kind of freaking ourselves out, even though it's so warm. We anticipated that the shit's about to hit the fan. So we got a bunch more wood delivered.
And this year I did not make the mistake of leaving the wood up by where we parked
exactly.
The cars. We filled the outdoor kitchen full.
I took a great picture.
You can barely walk in there. It's great. It's enough wood. Because last time we had wood for like 2 weeks, but the storm lasted three. And once we ran out of wood and it was buried under feet and feet of snow, there was no getting to it. And we were in deep trouble. So this year we got it.
Well, and I can't tell if that means we're just so smart and we're going to be so prepared, or now we're not going to get any snow or anything.
It's not going to happen.
What's going to happen is we're going to end up with really mild, and we're going to what? Oh, that we're going to have to empty the wood out in the spring because we're not going to go through it. So we've been busy hauling the wood and all of that. We've also got La Bafana coming up this week. And I know we've talked about that a million times on the podcast.
So real quick recap of what La Bafana
is. La Bafana is the good witch that is known to be from Urbana, our neighboring village. And she comes for the good children on the night of Epiphany on the 6th of January. Or the I think she comes on the 5th. She's got a broom. She cleans your house. She leaves sweets and goodies, caramels for the good children and their stockings. And for the bad children, she leaves coal. So very, very similar to Santa. You leave out some wine and goodies for her because she does clean up your house, which is super nice. And Santa does not do that. He just makes a mess in your chimney. And so we've got the festival going on this weekend for that. And if you guys want to check out our video, we did it one like 2 years ago on Festa della Bafana, the folklore, food, and festival.
The Epiphany also signals the return to business happening
yes,
in Italy.
Finally.
Because nothing really happens here from a week before Christmas. Actually, a week before Christmas, all the way through the 6th of December, or 6th of January.
From business transactions and banking and just...
It's just
everyday
stopped.
Hardware, shorter hours to less deliveries at the grocery store and fruit and
mail,
vegetables. Yeah.
Nothing really. I mean, they might say that, business as usual during this week, but it's not.
You're kidding me.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes, business is not as usual. But like you said, we've got some upcoming travels. So be sure to follow us on Periscope. I know we did a podcast. One of the last podcasts we did it paired with Periscope, which was fun. And Periscope's the free app you can get that's a live broadcast. And you can check out what's going on all around the world. And it's done through Twitter. So Periscope and follow us at Ashley Bartner. And don't miss a single live feed.
January, February, the two worst months, in my opinion, in Italy. These are the dog days of winter. This is where it gets dark, cold, boring. You get fat. Actually, mission accomplished.
I just was going to keep it silent to make it awkward because it's true. Let that sink in. That is why we also, in many years, like to travel this time. It's the off season. When we tend to travel in the winter, it's because it's our only time off. And it means you get better deals, less tourists in these destinations. There's normally a lot of discounts for flights. We love those low-cost carriers here in the EU that get you all around.
Should we talk about how to travel cheap through Europe in the off-season real quick?
Yes, I thought you said to try to do smoother segues, and I totally was segueing into
that.
Oh,
I blew you up. Smoothly. You did. You smoothly segued.
That was such a smooth segue, you didn't even know it.
No, I didn't.
God.
Very good. Ashley's holding the paper today.
Yes.
Normally, I hold the paper.
Exactly. And I think that's why I go, well, so what's next? But now I know what's next, and I've been doing my
nice
segues the entire time.
Woo.
Yes.
All right. So
that was not even planned.
There are lots of low-cost carriers throughout Europe. Some of course, you've heard of, like Ryanair.
Ryanair, EasyJet.
EasyJet, Vueling.
We
don't say it right. It's not Vueling.
I know. It's like...
Vueling?
I don't know. It's like Vueling or something like that. Hop is a new one
from
Air France. There's a bunch that...
Meridiana is part of Alitalia, I think.
There's a lot that kind of make you nervous, too, because you're like, I've never heard of that before.
No,
so
they're fine.
I know, but that's what I was going to say. There's a ton. Like, we saw Volate.
Volate, yeah. So each of them have their own specialty. Like... Ryanair does a lot of UK, Ireland, throughout Western Europe.
Vueling, the one we pronounce them wrong, is based out of like Barcelona, Spain. So they're all over.
Meridiana does a good job of Italy to other destinations. What's the one? Blue Panorama. That was the worst one.
Oh, that was the worst.
But the great part about this is you can really, really fly for like 20 euros.
It's true.
It's really, but you have to do a couple things. One, you have to carry on because if you pack, the way they make their money is suitcases. So if you check suitcases, it's usually double the price of your ticket because I'm literally paying 40 euros to get from Ancona to whatever, Barcelona, and the bag will be 50. So Two, you have to be flexible. It's never going to be the 9 a.m. flight.
No. It's either like the 6 a.m. or the 8 p.m.
Yeah,
or
where
something
you get
like
10.
That. But have a little flexibility and you'll save a ton of money.
And number three, you have to follow directions. The whole website and their whole checkout system online is trying to extract every single cent from you they can. They're going to offer you...
Pick your seats. And then you pick your seats. And what you have to do is they're going to give you all of these options on what looks like the main side of the screen, the left main part of the screen. But on the right side, you'll see a continuous tally of your score, of your bill. I think say score because it's your IQ test as well. And make sure that that number does not change as you work your way down your checkboxes that you have to do. So pick your seats. Some of them let you pick your seats. I think Vueling does for free. Others like Ryanair. No, it's $10. So if you pick your seats, now your price just went up.
By 25%.
Yes. A bunch of them make you ask if you want insurance. And in fact, you have to like
find
on the list of your countries the one that says no insurance, like under N for no insurance, not under opt out, or I don't know. It's very confusing. And then, of course, if you want to have your luggage and if you have extra luggage,
if you want to print, if you show up to the airport without your confirmation printed out, they charge you everything. So follow directions, take your time, and you really can get there. So if you're coming to Italy or if you're coming to Europe and you find a super smoking deal to, I don't know, Lisbon, because TAP Airlines is having a great sale from wherever to Lisbon. Great. Buy that ticket. And then you can find one of these really cheap regional airlines to take you wherever you want to go. Or if you're coming to Europe and you're going to be, you know, in Spain and you're like, man, we'd really love to get to Greece or we'd really love to get to Italy. You can get there really, really cheap. The days of buying the rail pass are over.
Yeah.
Do not the rail pass.
Especially like a Euro rail pass. Like you just freaking fly. It's a hell of a lot cheaper and a hell of a lot quicker.
The Euro passes. Yes. If this was the 70s and 80s and the early 90s, sure. But the rail system is not the way to go anymore. The way to go is these cheap, low cost air flights.
And like Jason said, read everything because some of them, I think it's Ryanair and EasyJet for sure. As an American citizen, if you are not holding an EU passport, you must afford yourself a little extra time because you need to go whether you're carrying on or not, and you need to go check in and have a kind of a stamp that they've checked your passport. And man, we've been in line for those flights before and heard some American guys behind us going, why does it say visa passport check, non-EU? And it's like, oh, shit, you got to go back through security. We're lined up to board.
You better go now.
So it is. But if you play your cards right, if you pack light, you can have a great, easy trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So it's something fun we like to try to do. Our friends who have the gelato shop in Fano, many of you guys have met them from Maki, and they do the same thing in the winter.
They'll just find the cheapest place to go.
Yep, they're off in the winter too. Where's a good cheap place, good flight, and book it. Let's go.
Oh, another thing. A lot of some of these low-cost small airlines do not show up on search engines.
Yeah.
So if
like
you go to
Skyscanner.
Well, Expedia or what's more international ones.
Yeah, you're right. Expedia, something
Expedia
like that.
Expedia or Kayak or any of those. So if you're looking for some of the message boards for where you're traveling, like type it into Google. Google is your friend, and you'll find these different airlines that you're like, oh, I've never even heard of Air Berlin.
Well,
where does Air Berlin go? It's not showing up on a search engine. Ryanair does not. Do they show up on Ryanair? No.
I don't think so. The other thing is if you're looking to fly into something like Amsterdam, look at the surrounding airports like Eindhoven. And if you're willing to rent a car, Charleroi, and you have a lot of other possibilities if you're flexible and especially with the winter travel like that. Or what you can do is if you are knowing you're going to fly into Barcelona or Ancona or whatever, whether it's a smaller or bigger airport, go to that airport's website and you can see either a destinations like where flights are coming in from or a list of airlines that use that airport. So obviously something like Rome, that's going to be
different.
Yeah, there's a shit ton on that list. But you look at Ancona and you see four airlines that are service that airport. You go, okay, now we can.
Now we know we have a list of where we can go for literally no money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So something to think about. It's what we do. We've been doing that in the last couple of weeks, trying to figure out. For instance, we're going to Barcelona for this social media thing. So,
and we did Spain. I'm sorry. We did Sicily in November. Last minute, cheap tickets, and it's great. Great, like, and keep looking back because places like Bordeaux just opened new flights to Rome, and so it's always changing. But it's definitely a fun way to get around out here. And like Jason said, not the trains.
Yeah, don't do.
I don't know. I never. We've done the trains a couple times, but I love having a car and the flexibility to jump in the car and go. And
well, in Northern Europe, the trains are much more reliable and much nicer than around here. But I just don't think it just takes. I don't know. I don't think train travel is the way to go.
No. Well.
Dead air.
I know. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. That's
I'm looking
good
at
pod.
This dog down here because Jason, he's all passed out from his morning walk, and Jason wants a dog so bad. Every winter when we watch Zoom, he gets dog happy.
I want a big dog.
But we want a puppy.
We want a puppy because I don't think that the
our cats.
Yeah, our cats won't like a big dog.
No, but we've been looking at some. Oh gosh, I can't remember their names now. The one that the neighbors have.
Bernese Mountain
Thank
Dog.
Thank you. Yes.
Bernese Mountain Dog, St. Bernard, the Dougie Dubardeau.
But he's kind of too ugly when he gets big.
That's a French Mastiff.
Or better known as a Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, Turner and Hooch Dog. A Boxer's more, you know, that's probably more along those size we'll probably end up getting. But mm-hmm. I would love a big giant dog, but it has to be short hair.
And one that likes to have a job.
And the first two I mentioned were super long hair.
Yeah, that's true.
But can you shave him down?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you?
Uh-huh.
Is it good? It's bad for him?
I don't think so. In the summer, it cools him off and everything. Mm. I don't think it's bad to shave him down. Oh, so I did so well this almost entire podcast without having a... So what should we talk about
that's
next?
That's the second dead air. So if we're bored with our own podcast, maybe we should wrap it up.
I was just going to say, maybe we should wrap it up. We started so strong. What happened?
Are we going to do a song this week or no?
We can actually. Let's do the song that is played at the end of my autumn video.
Great. Okay. So why don't you plug all your videos?
I'm going
and
to.
All
I was
going to
say one more time. So you can find all of our videos on nohalfmeasureslife.wordpress.com, and that is our new blog. Our website is still underway, and this is a great place to direct everyone. New podcasts will be posted there. New videos, the new blog posts about travels and everything. So you can really see what we're up to and where we've been and where we're headed next. You can see all the videos on there under the films page. And we were talking about the Capoletti, A Christmas Story, La Bafana, and check out the one I did about autumn, kind of a love letter to autumn here in the countryside. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Ashley Bartner and Facebook as well, or you can follow us at nohalfmeasures.life on Instagram or nhmfilms.com.
Coming up this week, we're going to go look at the Gaji sisters' house again in Fano to check it out. We're going to do a video from there. We'll do like a video and take a bunch of pictures and put it up so everyone can see. We're also going to keep on looking for a property for the Agriturismo. And I have to still get my Italian driver's license,
Ba-bum-bum.
Which I have not. I keep dreading and putting off. And...
Well, I was going to say, since we're doing these more regularly again, if you guys have questions or stories you'd like to hear, shoot us a message, and we'll make sure to include it into the podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. I can't believe people actually do it. It really freaks us out. And
I know we got such great response after posting the last two that it feels great.
So a big thanks to you. A happy, healthy new year. Prosperous to everyone. And we will probably do this again in a week or so.
Auguri.
Auguri. Buon anno nuovo. Ciao, ciao.
Wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Call it one drink too many, call it pride of a man. And it don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start again. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start. I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.